on clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about sleep, or rather lack of sleep. Do you have insomnia and barely get any sleep? Is your room conducive to a good night's sleep, or is it filled with clutter? Could you have a sleep disorder? We continue our month focusing on thinking outside the box when it comes to clearing clutter.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
A few months ago, I had insomnia. I was exhausted. I couldn't think, I couldn't function. And I noticed that when this happened, the clutter on the table in my office grew. It got pushed to the back burner. Once I was back on a regular schedule, it made me realize how sleep can really create clutter in your life. I was worried more without sleep, so getting mental clutter. I had emotional clutter because my emotions got the better of me a few times, and I would have outbursts of anger and being cranky. I also created spiritual clutter because I found myself focusing on others instead of myself. So I was really motivated to do this episode because if you aren't getting rest, you aren't getting sleep, you are creating clutter. The Center for Disease Control believes lack of sleep to be a public health epidemic. Insufficient sleep contributes to depression, skin aging, weight gain, more disagreements, and marital dissatisfaction. The February 16th issue of Consumer Reports also says that getting less sleep can harm health, and sleep shortages contribute to heart disease, obesity, lowered immunity, and type 2 diabetes. If you're considering taking sleeping pills, I highly encourage you to get the Consumer Reports February 2016 issue and read it. I found these statistics from Sleep Med of Santa Barbara. Congratulate your SEO guys because they're doing a really wonderful job for you. Adults require an average of 8 to 8.5 hours of sleep each night. Now, again, I know there's some people who say, I can sleep on 4 hours of sleep and thrive. That's great, but I think most of us need 8 to 8.5. Women are twice as likely as men to have difficulty falling and staying asleep. 20 to 40% of all adults have insomnia in the course of any year. 1 out of 3 people have insomnia at some point in their lives. Over 70 million Americans suffer from disorders of sleep and wakefulness. It is also estimated that 30 to 40% of children don't get enough sleep. Children require an average of 9 to 10 hours of sleep each night. Clear your clutter. First things first, declutter. A cluttered room overwhelms our senses and makes it more difficult to relax and can make us more anxious. Having a cluttered bedroom can lead to emotional clutter of guilt and frustration, and that goes for all your other rooms as well, but we're concentrating on the bedroom today. According to Michael Bruce, PhD from WebMD, when you walk into a room, what your eye sees can actually determine whether or not you're going to have an easy time falling asleep or a bad time. The first thing I tell people is get the clutter out because it's pretty hard to fall asleep with a stack of laundry over here and a big pile of books over there and a jumbled night table. Getting that stuff out of the way so when you walk in, you're in a more peaceful, more serene surrounding. See, there really is a science behind all of this clutter. From psychologist Sherry Carter's article, Why Mess Causes Stress, a study was done where people were asked about their sleep patterns and their messiness. About 30% of the group were considered at risk for developing a hoarding disorder. This 30% also had more trouble sleeping at night, which led the researchers to the finding that the messiness of a room leads to affected sleeping pattern. Carter also argues that clutter affects stress. The lack of sleep that the mess leads to can cause it, but other things can cause stress too. Worrying about when there will be time to clean the mess, how long it will take, and just the fact that the mess has to be cleaned up can cause stress. Also, not being able to find something that you need in the mess causes us to get frustrated and panic. The lack of sleep from clutter can lead to stress, or the stress from clutter can lead to lack of sleep. I talk about this all the time, how depression can cause clutter and clutter can cause depression. Whatever is going on in the inside is affecting the outside. Take the time now to clear the bedroom clutter. If you are so exhausted, all you can do is dump your clutter into another room, do that. I would normally never suggest that, but if you can't sleep and function, you need to be able to sleep again. A feng shui tip as well. According to feng shui, you shouldn't store anything under your bed because it can impede your sleep. So, if possible, I would encourage you from not putting anything underneath your bed. The room. Once you've cleared clutter, you may want to consider if the color of your room is preventing your sleep. Again, from Michael Brewis, PhD from WebMD. There are studies that look at what the color of your bedroom is and how that can affect your ability to fall asleep. It turned out that the color itself is not important, but the hue of the color is. So the brightness of that color turns out to be a big factor. When you're painting your bedroom, you don't want a high gloss finish, you want a matted finish. Granted, a very bright yellow is probably not a great place to fall asleep, but a more muted yellow probably is. Look around your room. How do you feel when you see the color? Is it peaceful and calming to you, or is it energizing and distracting? If you don't like what you see, it may be time for a trip to the paint store. How's your mattress? The Consumer Reports issue on sleep also rates mattresses. I'll be honest, we bought one from Costco last year without seeing it, but we're really happy. It was rated a Consumer Reports Best Buy. According to an article on WebMD, the mattress needs to support your body in a neutral position, one in which your spine has a nice curvature and your butt, heels, shoulders, and head are supported in proper alignment. The right mattress, on the other hand, is one on which you feel no pressure, almost like you're floating in air. If you're looking for a new mattress, experts suggest testing it in the store and lying down in the position in which you normally sleep. Bruce suggests spending at least 10 to 15 minutes on the bed, and bring your own pillow. The more you can replicate the way you'll be sleeping on the mattress once you get it home, the better your chances are of picking the right one. Your pillow. Consumer Reports suggest starting with your dominant position, likely your favorite. The right pillow keeps your head and neck aligned without losing your neck's natural curve. Many pillows are now labeled that way. If you sleep on your side, look for firm or extra firm and loft, that's the pillow's height, of around 4 inches. Sleep on your back? Check out medium firm and a medium loft pillow. If you're sleeping on your tummy, check out a thin or soft scrunchable pillow. And if you're a combination sleeper, look for softer and firmer sections or higher and lower sections of your pillow. Finally, consider the temperature. You want to be comfortable enough that you can fall asleep, and a bit cooler tends to be better.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. Choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Health. If you've cleared the clutter, looked at your room, mattress, and pillow, and don't have a lot of mental clutter, it may be time to see a health professional. From the Santa Barbara Sleep Med site. Sleep problems add an estimated $15.9 billion to national healthcare costs, and 84 classifications of sleep disorders exist. Over 2 million children suffer from sleep disorders. Sleep apnea. Over 18 million Americans suffer from sleep apnea, and an estimated 10 million remain undiagnosed. Over 50% of all apnea cases are diagnosed in people aged 40 and over. Narcolepsy affects as much as 200,000 Americans, and fewer than 50,000 are diagnosed. Restless leg syndrome affects as many as 10% of Americans. If everything checks out okay and you still struggle with sleep, you can look for a sleep coach at the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants. Love the one you're with. BetterSleep.org states that 1 in 4 couples sleep alone. I personally have trouble falling asleep when my husband isn't there. He had a few night shifts recently during the strike, and I didn't sleep well when he was gone. I would sleep in separate beds as a last resort, but here are some other options to consider. If you're being hit by elbows and legs, consider a pillow barrier. Get a body pillow and place it between you. Have a partner that snores? Invest in earplugs or consider a white noise machine. Have separate comforters or blanket if you have someone that steals during the night. Tony, if you are in anything less than a king, consider a king or California king, although someone recently told me it was harder to find sheets for Cali kings. When we went to the beach recently, we were in a king-size bed, and I was like, dang, I didn't realize kings had so much room. When we move and settle, we're investing in a king-size platform bed. What's keeping you up at night? I suffered from insomnia for about a month. I was worried about something. Mental clutter was definitely causing my inability to sleep. What's keeping you up at night? Your job? A relationship? Any changes to your routine or diet? Take the time to sit down and see if you can pinpoint what is the cause of your stress. Once you figure out what it exactly is, you can go from there. If you're worried about something, take steps in the present moment to alleviate your concerns. A regular mindfulness practice can also reduce your mental clutter. Consider beginning a bedtime routine if you don't have one. Try to get up and go to bed at the same time, even on your days off. Getting out in the sunshine early in the day, as well as the afternoon, can help set your 24-hour clock. Regular exercise encourages sleep. Watch your caffeine intake. I know I can't have caffeine after 3 p.m. or I'm doomed. Most people recommend no later than 6 hours before your bedtime. Cut out the naps. Have an early light dinner. Quit the computer and other gadgets for a few hours before bed. An hour before bed, dim the lights and do something relaxing. Read, meditate, listen to music. Energetic. How does your space feel? Welcoming, peaceful, relaxing, or does it feel heavy and uninviting? Consider using sage, aromatherapy, or another way to clear energetic clutter. Listen to episode number 79 from October 27, 2015, Clearing Energetic Clutter Through Space Clearing, for more details on how to clear energetic clutter in your room. Takeaways from today's podcast. Declutter. A cluttered room overwhelms our senses and makes it more difficult to relax and can make us more anxious. Having a cluttered bedroom can lead to emotional clutter of guilt and frustration. If you have cleared the clutter, looked at your room, mattress, and pillow, and don't have a lot of mental clutter, it may be time to see a health professional. What is keeping you up at night? Job? Relationship? Changes to routine or diet? Take the time to sit down and see if you can pinpoint what is the cause of your mental clutter. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.